All right, have a good day. I'll catch you around. I'm going to get some work done here. KD2, be aware.
All right, take care, and 1LU clear.
November Echo in the mobile listing.
From a mild first time able to say it a while. Rainy Fishkill, New York.
Yeah, we got a lot of rain. Good thing it's not snow. Anyway, yeah, it's a bit chilly out, though. It's just south before, and we have 42 degrees here. It's not raining now, but it's very wet outside.
Yeah, we had some heavy rain last night and this morning. Actually, it was supposed to have been raining all day yesterday up here, but it started late in the evening, and then it got heavy this morning. But we are supposed to get a little snow, I think, sometime this weekend. Probably just a dusting, nothing really big there.
Well, good thing we don't live around Tulsa, Oklahoma. We were in contact on 20 with WA5QDC, Bud, who is regular number 20 meeting that. And he said the tornado sirens were going off continually, and apparently one of the storms passed directly over his place, but did no damage. It did wipe out a mobile home park. They seem to be like a magnet for tornadoes. So. Anyway, not too much else to report, so we'll get underway. It's 9 o'clock, and this is W2BOB with the CBS Retiree Smith. We meet Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this hour on this frequency. And so far, we have KC2ZUM, Alan, with us, and we're standing by for any other stations. Negative copy on that. Try it again.
I'm in the kitchen. What do you expect? NY9A. Good morning.
Okay, George. NY9A. Very good. Anyone else?
KC2EMG.
Morning, Bob. KC2EMG. Any other station?
WB2OXU.
Morning, Bill. WB2OXU. Anyone else?
Morning, Bob. AC2T.
Hey, Paul. Good to hear you again. Welcome back, AC2T. Any other stations?
N2AIR.
Great. N2AIR. Good to have you back again. Any others?
KD2CYX.
Morning, Benny. KD2CYX. And we're standing by for any of the stations.
N2OEL.
Sitting there on Echo Link for a while, but I haven't heard him transmit.
N2OEL with us. And all, good morning. Are you on Echo Link?
Yes, I am on Echo Link.
Connected W2BOB.
Yes, I am on Echo Link.
Okay, very good, Noel. Good to have you back, and I presume you're still in Florida, but welcome aboard. Are there any other stations for this net? Okay, nothing heard, so here's who we have. We have Alan, KC2ZUM, George, NY9A, Bob, KC2EMG, Bill, WB2OXU, Paul, AC2T, Greg, N2AIR, Vinny, KD2CYX, and Noel, N2OEO, who's in Florida with us. So we hope everybody got through the weather as wet as it was, and maybe the April showers came a little bit early, I don't know. But better than snow, that's for sure. Not much to report here. We did catch that live coverage of the fire in New York City yesterday. Boy, that was some blaze. And very unusual occurrence. Apparently, plumbers doing work on the gas line leading into a restaurant on the ground floor, and gas escaped, caused an explosion. the restaurant across 2nd Avenue in Manhattan and started this fire, which has raged through the connected buildings. And so we hope everybody who survived it is okay. I haven't heard of any fatalities, but it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so I guess the restaurant didn't have many customers, or if they did, they were probably blowing across the street too. Okay, with that, let's go to Alan, KC2ZUM, W2BOB at the CBS Retirees Net.
Okay, Bob, thank you. Again, good morning to you and George, Bob Squared, Bill, Paul, Greg, Vinny, and Noel. I got to tell you about that fire. I mean, explosion. There's been too many gas explosions lately in and around the tri-state area the last year or so. There's a lot of carelessness, and the flags and the signs and, you know, people are just very careless there. These things, you know, are not supposed to happen, and it's just been too much. I mean, there's been house explosions, Connecticut, parts of New York, New Jersey. I think there was a gas explosion earlier this year as well, last year, and then I think it was about a year or two ago down in Harlem. They had that explosion there where people were killed. So things have to be, need to be reviewed. I know up here they have these little signs they plant in the ground there in case anybody's doing any construction or whatever, as to where things are underground. And I always worry, especially up here when I see people doing work on their, you know, property, you can see through the woods, people out there with these backhoes and doing things and somebody tapping into a line. Up here, fires can be very serious because of the forest and everything. Let me drop. And also, I just want to say, looks like we're at a point now where the flying public, you know, takes a chance. You don't know the cockpit crew whether they're competent anymore at this point in time. You know, with this co-pilot who deliberately crashes his plane, and of course, there's got to be a review now about how many people being in the cockpit. Psychological examinations of flight crews. I know many years ago, before I got into the broadcasting, when I was with the airlines, the background checks and stuff that they did, let me put it this way, long story short, the hiring process in my day for the airlines took about a day, a full day. You had to provide a lot of information, going back to grade school,